The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
You have it. That is your artist of the month for Radio Memphis around the world for May 2018. It is Galia and the Mama's Boys. Have you seen my woman? And I tell you what, I have seen that woman. I have seen that woman because that woman is in my studio right now. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. Fantastic. I am so glad that you are hanging out right now.
Well, you asked me last time and here we go.
I know. I know.
Promise, and there we go.
Everybody's here. Everybody's here. That's right. Make sure you talk into that one right there.
That one, then. All right.
There you go.
So we got Johnny Master right here on harp and vocals.
Perfect. Yeah, I've been getting to know him.
Get to know him for sure. Then Dean Zuccaro on the bass.
Very much so.
Smokehouse Brown, the barbecue guitar.
Yes.
And Terry Scott on the drums.
Very nice, very nice. I am so glad that all of you guys are here. I have absolutely fallen in love with the album. Okay, I have fallen in love with you, honey. You know, you have done so much, you know, for my spirit. And the music you guys do is absolutely amazing. The story for you guys is amazing. I love the fact that, you know, Belgium fights her way out of the country because, you know, she's got this drive, you know, for what's true and blue. You know, no pun intended.
Music, yeah.
You love your music. And, you know, you go on a hunt, you know, you go on the hunt for that sound and you go on the hunt for what's in your heart. And in the process of that hunt, you find some amazing players and you find some amazing boys to back you. And, you know, you guys, you know, have this real special, you know, special bond, special relationship. And, you know, just watching you guys kind of work and stuff, you guys don't know I'm a stalker. Even though I'm quiet, you know, I may have been like to myself and not saying anything and just kind of giving you that eye. I've been kind of paying attention to how you guys have been like kind of really working and getting with each other and making sure things are right and stuff. And you guys just love the hell out of each other. And I love that. I absolutely love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I got pretty lucky to, you know, to do a record all together and to find him in New Orleans.
Yes.
Because that band has been working their ass off for years and years.
Yep. Yep, yep.
So combining, you know, my songwriting and their sound and their atmosphere and energy was a pretty, you know, luck. Good luck.
Very good luck. It was. It was very good luck on that end, was it not? You know, and it was good for you. It's very good for you.
And you were lucky as well.
Ah, now it comes out. They feel lucky too. Good deal, good deal. Well, you guys, you know, I chose the album. I chose Galia as my artist of the month, you know, for May. And so I've been playing the music every Saturday. I'll be playing it, you know, at 3 o'clock. You know, playing rock blocks and talking. I've been talking about you guys, where you're going, what you're doing. And this past week, and you know, even this weekend, you guys are like on this whirlwind moment. You know, you're all over the place.
Right. We went to the BMA to support and the Roof record that won pretty, like Mike Zito.
Yeah.
Won a award and the Luther Allison box won the historical award.
Okay.
And then who else? Samantha Fish has been working so hard those last year. She won too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then so we've been at the BMA, then back to Clarksville, Mississippi yesterday for sure, Grand Zero and Livon's. Then we're back here in Memphis.
Yes.
And then we're going back one more time tomorrow, Clarksville, Mississippi for the Caravan Festival.
Right. Nice.
Afternoon gig. Then I'm going to go to St. Louis next week for a little show. And then we'll be back in New Orleans. Then still going back in Europe.
Another whole
month, 5 weeks tour.
Yeah.
Some Johnny Master gig, Johnny Master Mama's Boy, Galia Mama's Boy's gig.
Very
all
nice.
Over Europe, Switzerland, Germany.
Very nice.
Poland, Holland, Belgium.
You're taking it. You're taking it.
It's gonna be much fun. Yeah.
What's it mean for you guys? I mean, here's my thing. You know, blue use music. And you guys, I told you when you guys sat down here, Radio Memphis Around the World, we do all styles of music. I mean, I do everything on this particular show. And this show is dedicated to music outside of Memphis and the Mid-South. And this today is special, you know, because of it being blues and stuff like that, you know, and it's special because this is Memphis, you know. There's this thing where I always feel like, you know, blues artists are screaming, you know, for that accolade, or they're screaming, you know, for that, hey, you know, we're here, you know, pay attention. You guys are the hardest workers. You guys are the most, you jam the most. You're probably some of the most talented, you know, artists, you know, when it comes to your craft. And, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, for me, it's special, you know, for us with you guys coming in and being here with us. But for you guys, how is it when you're out on the road? How is it when you guys are out there meeting people? I mean, how do they respond to you?
Well, we had a lot of great feedbacks, but I know, hard question. You know, it's been always good to have new experiences and new people. And you know, you always meet blues fan and music lovers all around. The world, I could say, yeah, the world. So it's always interesting, you know, to share experiences.
Very much so.
What do you think, John? You want to say a word about it?
Yeah, same thing.
That's good. Well, and the thing about it is that, you know, any style of music, when you're talking, especially when you're talking about rock, you know, and everything else, I mean, blues is where it all began, you know, for me. You know, for me. And when you talk about, you know, the styles of music and stuff like that, this relationship, you know, across several countries, you know, this is beautiful. You know, this right here is just proof in the pudding as far as, you know, this style of music, you know, and what it really means. And you guys do a fantastic job bringing it all together. And I'm real happy for that.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Now, what's really cool is that everybody's tuned in. Everybody's sitting on the edge of their seat because I know that they want to hear something from you. So what are you thinking?
I was thinking about maybe playing the title of the album.
Okay.
You know, Let the Demons Out.
Okay.
And then we'll see.
Yeah, well, we're just gonna rock out because this is your time. This is your time. I want you to have fun with this.
Right,
I want to share you with the planet.
All right, that sounds good.
Let's do this. Ready? Talking about right there. I am so damn happy you guys decided to show up. You have no idea. So happy. Fantastic. Let the demons out. All right. So the album, Let the Demons Out. You guys get together. You decide you're going to do an album. All right.
Mm-hmm. So what happened is we met, and then we decided to do an EP.
Okay.
Kind of for fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in the bayou somewhere where at a friend's studio, Brian Brignac.
Okay.
And then went back to Europe and had my own band, and met Thomas Roof.
Okay.
Who listened to what we did together here.
Yes.
And offered us to do a whole record.
Very cool dude.
That same musical.
Very cool guy.
Together. He's a cool dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Very free with the artist. He gives a lot of freedom to the artist. Anyway, and so we did that record in July. And in the meantime, well, the record just hit number one in the Roots music charts in Louisiana.
Wow.
And then the top 20 in contemporary blues.
Good for you. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That was good news. Then the Living Blues charts too. So it went pretty good. Good feedbacks from Europe and from United States.
Very much so. Very much so. So yeah, you got both sides of the fence that have fallen in love with you guys. So that's fantastic news. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it was a good moment.
When you guys first met each other, was this like love at first sight? Like you knew that you had to work with each other?
I don't know. Just someone.
she's looking at her mama's boys going, I don't know, was it?
How did it all start?
Say what?
How did it all start?
Yeah, how did it all start? Come closer, baby.
Well, Gallia had seen the band a number of times.
Come closer to my...
I think we used to play down at BMC once or twice a week.
Right.
She had seen the band a few times. And then we bumped into her, kind of became quasi-friends in Louisiana.
Okay.
And then coincidentally, we went back to do a tour of Johnny Mastro and Mama's Boys.
Okay.
And we were in Shalawa. And who happens to be in the audience? She just got back from a 3-month or a 4-month hang in the United States. She was in the audience. So she came up to us after the show. We chatted and we stayed in touch over the summer because we were coming back in September with Johnny Mastro.
Okay.
And we stayed in touch and she actually helped us get a couple of gigs, and she's become our little blues sister since.
Very nice. See, you rock, sister. You go and get whatever the hell it is you got your eyes set on. And these boys right here fit your bill. I figured this out. She liked what she saw. She liked what she heard. She liked all of it. I figured this out. That's awesome. That is fantastic. Good for you. Good for you. What other songs you got for me?
What did you say?
Let's do 4 a.m.
4 a.m. All right, I played that song last time I was here by myself.
But that's right, it was acoustic.
The mm-hmm. band version of the 4 a.m. Fried Chicken, just a truck name in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like shaking, dancing all night long.
What'd you tell me last time? You're like, nothing good happens at 4 a.m.
Well, let's my bad decision. It's the 4 a.m. bad decision.
Yeah, it's the best decision at that time.
4 a.m. bad decision.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, let me hear it. Absolutely perfect. Fried chicken, Kalia, Mama's voice. You guys have such a finesse about the way you do things, and you have such a personality. I'm watching everybody, and everybody's like trying to kind of be behaved, except for this one. This one's not. I said he's trying to be behaved. I said except for this one. This one's not. I figured this out. Good deal. Now, you guys have a lot on your plate. You guys,
we're talking about plate today. Is not gonna be 4 a.m. fried chicken, 4 a.m. barbecue ribs.
Yes.
Pork.
Yes. And, yes, it's coming.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be a double one.
See,
a guitar player. Smokehouse Brown.
Rock the booze.
What's your story, man? Come here. Yeah, come close. Come close. Yeah, I wanna meet you for a second. All right. So yes. What's your deal?
What's my deal?
Yeah. What's your deal?
Smokehouse Brown. I play guitar in this band with Johnny Mastro for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
Maybe I've known him longer than that, but.
Yeah.
I think the first record I did with Johnny was probably about 2008.
Wow.
It was Beautiful Chaos. We did that with Jim Diamond in Detroit. We were just talking about that other day because I said, hey, Johnny, you know, it's been about 10 years. He's like, don't remind me. No, I'm just looking forward to tonight's gig with Dallin Beale with Gally and everybody. And
yeah.
I just want to go to Rendezvous because it's one of my mom's favorite spots, even though she's in California.
Uh-oh.
But she says, if I don't go, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Apparently, yeah. That's so one of that's
make sure you get a couple bottles of sauce, get the dry rub.
Get the dry rub. It's the dry rub. Yes.
So you'll be set.
Yes, it's the dry rub.
Goes out to shout out to moms.
Oh, what a suck up. That's awesome. Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. The drummer. You're gonna have to come see me. You're gonna have to make your way. Yeah, I wasn't. See, you know what's really cool is that most of the time the drummers get stuck in the back. Right. They never make the photo ops. You know, they never make the front. You know, nobody and
I like being in the back though. Like that's my thing. Like I like being in the corner.
You like to see the whole picture.
Yeah, I'm the one who likes to just observe everything.
I see.
I do watch myself on Facebook.
very cool. Now how did you get wrapped up in this?
Oh wow.
Get closer to the mic, babe.
Okay, I actually got wrapped up in this band actually with Dean.
Okay.
I met Dean a few times from a few gigs we did around town in New Orleans, and he hit me up. He was like, hey man, I want you to come, you know, play with this band I work with. Called me up. I did a few gigs. I mean, I fell in love with these guys. They're like big brothers to me.
Aww.
And it's been awesome working with them. And then, yeah, big brothers. Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. You know? I can't say dad.
He was so trying to be cool about it, man. He was trying to give you guys, brothers.
no, but they're awesome, man. I love working with them. I've learned so much with them. I mean, I've been with you guys for maybe about 4 or 5 months or so of that.
Wow.
And,
wow.
I learned so much from them, you know. And
yeah.
Just learning them as a, you know, as a band and learning, you know, just the different things they like from a drummer, you know.
Sure.
And even her, you know, I've enjoyed working with her. I'm so glad, you know, I just met all these guys. And,
wow.
You know, we just built that. Just really build a tight unit, so it's fun to work.
Good for you. Now, has blues always been your thing, or did you fall into this?
Actually,
I had this feeling.
I grew up playing in church.
And good for you.
Once I venture out from that, so I don't like R&B,
okay,
pop and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, for me, blues is like my new venture. I love it though, you know, because it's so much I'm learning and so many things that I'm get to experiment with just within the different, you know, we were talking about that in the car, you know, like the different shuffles, different boogies, you know, everything, you know, so it's fun for me. It's a lot.
Good for you.
I love experimenting with you.
Good for you. See, I have a thing for drummers, you know, because I used to do a little drumming and stuff myself. Yeah. And so, you know, anything from rock, metal, all of it. And so I told you guys I stalk. So I was paying attention to kind of how you play. Yeah. I was paying attention to how you play and stuff. And I was like, man, there's something else there. So that's fantastic. Awesome, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome because it'll bring a little flavor to it.
Yeah, I think I'll bring a little something to the table with them.
Just for the record, we borrowed Terry Scott from the Dr. John band. You know,
this is Dean's over there trying to come clean.
I didn't want to say that. I can't say he borrowed me. You know, they
talked to Mac,
me,
and he said it's cool.
He said borrow, but for some reason, I don't feel like they're going to give you back.
No, they're not. I'm fine with it, though. You know, don't tell Matt, though. I'm cool with that. You know, it's fun working with them. I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy it. Even from this time, you know, these few dates we have right now together,
mm-hmm.
it's fun working with these guys. And
that's awesome.
So, yeah.
See, that is fantastic. So, speaking of Johnny. Oh, yeah, I want you to come forward. Oh, yeah, I want you to come forward. You have such this cool free spirit about yourself. I don't know how to wrap my hand around this. Blues is not your only thing. I know this.
How do you know that?
Because before the show got started and you were tuned into every song that was coming across the pike on the station, and you were locking in on some stuff.
Well, it's alcohol and cannabis. It helps me get focused. No, I'm just kidding. You were playing some cool stuff, though.
Thank you.
And I do toy around as a DJ on WWOZ, so I listen to
it. There it is. Okay, see? The radar went off.
One song you were playing had kind of a cool mix of, it was almost like, it was punky, but it was also kind of modern, too, at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you and Rick would get along fantastic and stuff. Again, because, you know, all the stuff that we play on the station all throughout the week and all throughout the day and stuff like that, we tell everybody to keep, you know, stay tuned in because you never know what you're going to hear, you know, and it's like, you know, stay tuned, it could be something else, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but that's good.
Yeah.
That's what radio should be, you know, there's a lot of pre-programmed stuff out there.
No, this is the way it should be, man. People come crash the studio, rearrange the furniture, you know? And I'm sort of going, you know, this is kind of cool. You guys coming in and doing that was the first time that I was able to take my hand off the steering wheel and go, you know, I'm going to let them drive the bus.
Well, I think it worked out okay.
It worked great.
I'm not sure how it sounds out there.
It worked fantastic. Are you kidding?
We got her hooked up with the monitor, so I think it worked out okay.
It worked out perfect, absolutely. Yeah. So you're Dear Dig, okay? So you're a DJ, so, you know, from DJ GJ, I can tell voice. Harmonica, that's always been your thing?
Yeah, that's the only thing I could ever figure out how to play. I tried a piano and a sax and a guitar. The guitar, man, it's complicated.
It is complicated. They make everybody look, the guys make it look so easy.
I know, and I just was like, so since I was a little kid, I started playing harmonica. I just kept going back to that.
Did you really?
I know, it's a child.
No, I think
it's a child's toy, you know?
No, it's not. I think it's fantastic.
It is.
And when you're in Memphis, it's, you know, it's the harp. Yeah. It's the blues harp.
Well, I'm into the sound of it, you know, not so much the instrument, but what it can sound like, you know.
Perfect.
Kind of like a horn sometimes, you know, but I don't know how to play a horn, so I have to do this.
There it is. Well, that's the way you're supposed to work it out.
But it's fun.
Good for you.
And playing her songs, it gives the harmonica, I have to do different things that I normally wouldn't think of, you know, to kind of fill out.
Yeah.
So it's been, doing the record, it was really fun to try to. I wish we could redo it because now I think we're doing things better than we were when we recorded the record.
No, that's how it always goes. That's, you know? Of course it is, because
after
a couple months
of playing it live, then I wish I could go back.
Yeah, you guys are starting to really lock in on each other's, you know, vibe, and you're going to get it better and better, and it's gonna wind up growing, and the next album's gonna be there. You go. That's it. That's the answer. Yeah. When's the next album?
We're thinking of it, so we're you know, still writing songs and we're thinking of it. So we'll see. Surprise.
Smells like barbecue. The men all of a sudden are like.
That's exactly what you said. Like, I got the radar. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, they gotta sing. They gotta sing and play for supper. Yeah. So we got another song, don't we?
All right.
Play
for food and beer.
Blue City tonight, right?
That's right. We're playing tonight at Blue City Cafe on Bill Street.
Okay.
So we'll be there from 5 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Blue City Cafe, 5 to 9.
Okay.
And it's actually our first performance here in Memphis as a band.
I'm excited.
So it's very exciting. Yeah. Outside of the station.
I know. See, this is great. See, we got you first. Yay! That's what I'm talking about. Yay! You guys are gonna have a lot of fun. And yeah, Blue City is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites on Bill Street.
Yeah. So it'll do good. I want to hear some music. What you got?
All right, let's do. We're gonna do. So we had the song "For You and Fried Chicken," and this one is called "All the Good Things, the Bad for You."
Perfect.
All the good things, good. All the good things, good.
love you guys. That is some fantastic stuff right there. Fantastic. Galia and Mama's Boys right here on Radio Memphis Artist of the Month. And I'm gonna tell you what, this is what happens when Brussels runs into New Orleans and shows up in Memphis. It doesn't get any more around the world than that. But you guys, man, you guys brought something for that Memphis needs to listen to. And you know, and that right there, you know, that's coming from the heart.
That kind of means a lot with all the good music here in Memphis.
That's a big thing. That's a big thing. And you know, it's so funny, Galia, because last time you were in town, you know, you and I talked, and I think one of the things that inspired me about you is how much you love the music, but also how much you follow where it came from. And you talk about the greats, and you talk about trying to learn from them, and you're trying to, you know, and you went and followed a lot of people, you know, and you know, there's something very inspiring about the way you do things. And there's something very inspiring about, you know, the way that you brought all these guys together and put the music together. And
they were already together, you know. I didn't
well
didn't
no I'm talking about well they're together but with you I'm talking about in Galia as far as together you guys. I don't know if you guys realize this, how special you guys are, you know, as far as this sound with you singing.
Yeah, they've been working on that sound for years, that's for sure. Mama's Boy sound. Johnny, want to talk about it a little bit? About the sound of your band in general?
Well, we just like to play simple, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
And honestly.
Like, you do.
So it's, there's not a lot of jive in this band, you know?
There's not a lot of jive. You know, there's, it's so funny you bring that up. There's a sister thing, you know, with Memphis and Louisiana. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, that's kind of on the side, you know what I mean?
Sure.
There's like a two-way street that going back and forth, you know, between Louisiana and Memphis.
Yeah, sure.
And of course, you know, we have some icons that wound up setting up camp, you know, down in those necks of the woods, you know, Sam Phillips, sure, you know, and Phillips Radio and, you know, things like that. And so that Memphis and Louisiana connection is pretty amazing. I like the fact that you said simple. Because sometimes, you know, simple, when you do something simple, sometimes it's hard because, you know, you have to do it really well to come across. And you guys do a fantastic job with that.
The idea was always to have it kind of a raw sounding band with that also improvised, you know. So
yep,
we're getting there. This was a good thing for us because we had to learn arrangements for this record.
I got you.
That was different for us, you know.
Okay.
We do a lot of simple kind of one chord, two chord, three chords max, you know.
Right.
And then we might do little riffs off that or improvise with volume, mm-hmm, and things like that. But this was like arrangements for this record. So
wow.
Now we're trying to find a happy medium with what we do, you know, with her music.
And sure.
The more we play live, we get closer to that.
And absolutely.
Yeah.
And it works
out. That's
really
what it's about, where everybody's supposed to be listening to. It's like a little kind of crude jazz group, you know.
Yeah,
but playing just simple. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm, then we bring Guy into it, and it made it really interesting, you know.
That is,
so
it is very interesting.
Needed something to shake it up, so it was good.
No, I think it's fantastic. I mean, like I said, there's something very unique and very special. And please take this to heart. You guys know that we get so much music here. You know what I mean? We listen to a ton of different groups, a ton of different bands, all styles and strokes. Blues, you know, like I said, you know, we have a show dedicated to that. You know, we always have a bunch of cool people that roll in, you know, from the greats, you know, to the newcomers that have just, they're getting their ears wet and they just want somebody to hear them, you know. And we listen to all different, you know, folks come in and present their stuff. And so when I tell you, it's like, man, y'all, please don't stop. Please don't stop. I mean, because there's a place, there's definitely a place, you know, and it's one of those things where I think the combination of, you know, the tenacity, the personalities, the talent, you know, all rolled up into, you know, into one is a mixture, and you have to be a full package, you know, and that's the other thing, you know, about music, you know, when you can sell the experience. You know, mm-hmm, it's a fantastic opportunity. And, you know, you guys are starting to package up, you know, quite the ideal vacation destination, you know, for somebody to pay attention to. So, I you know, kudos to you.
Well, thank you for all those good words.
Absolutely. I mean every bit. Trust me, I don't spend time, you know, like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't have time for that. I'm not gonna lie, but what I am gonna do is I'm gonna tell you that if you guys would like, I would love for you to first tell everybody where they can get your album, you know, if they want to, sure, you know, reach out to you guys, where's the best way they can get your stuff.
All right, so you can find the album online, pretty much everywhere, on Roof Records, online shop, but also on, you know, Amazon, even Walmart.
It's okay, girl. Damn.
iTunes, Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I don't know a lot of all those media. Mm-hmm. That's just.
Now, do you guys have your own website and stuff that everybody can come visit?
We do have a website, www.galleonmamasboys.com.
Okay.
So, yeah, on Facebook too, of course.
Perfect.
Facebook, we try to give some news pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to get the album is to come and see us performing and get it.
While you guys are out and about.
Mm-hmm. So tonight in Memphis, 5 to 9 p.m. at the Blue City Cafe.
Perfect.
Very soon in Europe, and then for the rest, you know, in New Orleans, all around Memphis.
Good for you.
Mississippi.
Good for you.
Next week in St. Louis.
Yeah, so you're all over the place. Thank you so much for being a rock star.
No. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, you guys. You know, Artist of the Month. So every Saturday, 3 o'clock, I'm going to be playing a rock block of the music from the album. So I'm going to be telling everybody what you're doing every week, you know, for the month anyway. So you guys, you know, everybody can also tune in to radio-memphis.com, and we'll keep you in touch with that. Now, if you would like, you can play one more song. It's up to you, you know, if you'd like to do that. Because after you play that song, that smell that's permeating from the next room is calling you.
Right.
Memphis Barbecue is in the next room for these. That's what blues guys do, man. They play for barbecue.
What are you talking about?
What do
I do?
Who do?
All right, one more from Galia.
Everybody's dancing down.
perfect. That's awesome. Thank you again so much. All right, you guys, you just heard him right here. That was your Artist of the Month for Radio Memphis Around the World, May 2018. Galia and Mama's Boys, they are going to be in Memphis. They're going to be tonight at Blue City Cafe from 5 to 9. All right, if you're in, guys, look, those of you that are hanging out in Memphis, come on. Go down there, go grab you one of their CDs, Let the Demons Out. You are not going to be sorry, man. We rock the hell out of it right here on Radio Memphis. So make sure you guys check that out.
All right, thank you so much for the support and for having us here today.
Absolutely. Anytime you're in town, sister, come by. Okay. Any of you guys, you guys are always welcome. This is a second home.
Thank you. Talk about the guy, Jenny Mass on harp and vocals, Dean Zucker on the bass, Terry Scott on the drums, Smokehouse Brown on the barbecue ribs, and guitar. And thank you, Diana, for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We're going to let these guys get wrapped up and stuff and get some barbecue on right now.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.